Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
People, it's Big Titty Tuesday, January 15th, 2013. Congratulations, you made it this far. You might as well keep going. 2013. Oh, man. I thank you all for joining me early on here. Very grateful to have folks listening in and contributing to the program, as always. Had a great show last night with Lee Stranahan and X-Knight. Talked about the Steubenville situation and where it stands at. I noticed Lee has been going nuts today on Twitter. Posting blogs and articles and all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking into following up on last night's topic, I would follow Lee Stranahan. He just goes by Stranahan on Twitter. We also got to the Aaron Schwartz thing last night, but I don't feel like we've totally fleshed it out. In fact, I kind of wish that I had split the shows up, that I just dedicated last night to one topic instead of trying to squeeze two in. But that's all good. We're going to continue to talk about this Aaron Schwartz situation. and depression and boobs and whatever else is on your mind. I'm going to be joined shortly by my co-host this evening, who is the lovely Von Rage. Big ups to Von Rage. She's in the chat room there. And apparently Von Rage is a Primus fan. I did not know that. I'm a huge Primus fan myself. I asked her to what kind of music selections she wanted, and she said Primus. My jaw dropped. Fucking love Primus. They're like my favorite band of all time. So tonight I'm just going to play Primus as an ode to my co-host tonight. Let's see, what else is going on? I noticed right before I came on the show, Greg Hausch. Greg Hausch has joined Twitter, everybody. Oh, I thought he was already on Twitter. What the hell? What kind of techie isn't on Twitter already? Anyway, welcome to the madness, Greg. Oh, another lovely thing that happened to me today. I found out the tear coil blocked me. I didn't realize the scope and severity of my offenses toward bacon lovers. It's come this far. I mean, it's to the point where he's blocking me because I'm talking shit about bacon. That's not cool. Shouldn't have to come to that. Good times, good times. Oh, yeah, and I'm supposed to... Von Rage reminds me in the chat room that she's still waiting for a video of me eating raw bacon. Well, I have to get to that. I'll try to get to that this week. I've been kind of busy with other shit, but I'll make a special trip to the grocery store and pick up some raw bacon and work on that video. Maybe Tear Coil will take me back once he's seen that video. I'll do it too. I don't give a shit. I haven't made a video in a long time, so give me something constructive to do. Okay, so tonight, of course, we celebrate Large Mammaries, Big Titty Tuesday. We are going to talk about depression. No matter how down you are, though, there's no denying boobs. You cannot deny boobs. In fact, I've suffered from depression, and I have to say, at times, boobs were the only thing that kept me going. The possibility of a future playing with somebody's boobs kept me going. I mean, there are tons of things to get depressed about today. Millions suffer from anxiety or depression of some sort. On top of that, try getting slapped with a cybercrime, and suddenly with a punishment that does not. Fit the crime. Suddenly your life becomes even more impossible to deal with. I know, I've been there. I can only imagine the suffering that Aaron Schwartz endured while waiting his trial. By now we all know the Aaron Schwartz situation. He hung himself in his Brooklyn apartment. I'm sure thoughts of losing his personal freedom, the best years of his life, being disconnected from family and friends, not being able to do the things he loves with the people he loves. Combine that with the delicate mental state he was already in. It's no wonder that he took his life. I wish Aaron had held on and saw all of his trial and everything go through to the end. I really think he could have set a major precedent in the way cyber crimes such as accessing illegal information or accessing information illegally I think he was facing, what, 30 years? Some people say 50, some people say 100. I don't know. He was facing a lot of time. And I don't feel like the punishment fit the crime. And it's really a shame that he didn't hang on and see it through to the end. I have to definitely give a big ups to someone like Weave, who has the mental fortitude to stick it out and face his crime and challenge it. And I was kind of hoping that Aaron Schwartz would be a similar case, but we'll never know. Was Aaron's crime worth 30 years in jail? Was he bullied to death? Some even suggest he's a victim of terrorism from the FBI and Department of Justice. I think that's going a little far. But it's sad nonetheless. And apparently Aaron was... Aaron was blogging about his depression, and I found this this little blog that he did in November of 2007, and he talks about his depressed mood, and I'm going to read it here. Surely there have been times when you've been sad. Perhaps a loved one has abandoned you, or a plan has gone horribly awry. Your face falls. Perhaps you cry. You feel worthless. You wonder whether it's worth going on. Everything you think about seems bleak. The things you've done, the things you hope to do, the people around you. You want to lie in bed and keep the lights off. Depressed mood is like that. Only it doesn't come for any reason, and it doesn't go away any either. Wait, and it doesn't go for any either. Go outside and get some fresh air or cuddle with a loved one, and you don't feel any better, only more upset at being unable to feel the joy that everyone else seems to feel. Everything gets colored by the sadness. At best, you tell yourself that your thinking is irrational, that it is simply a mood disorder, that you should get on with your life. But sometimes that is worse. You feel as if streaks of pain are running through your head. You thrash your body. You search for some escape, but find none. And this is one of the more moderate forms. As George Schialaba, I can't even fucking say that. That's an Italian name, and I can't even fucking pronounce it. As George Schialaba put it, quote, acute depression does not feel like falling ill. It feels like being tortured. The pain is not localized. It runs along every nerve, an unconsuming fire. Even though one knows better, one cannot believe that it will ever end or that anyone else has ever felt anything like it, end quote. The economist Richard Leonard, after advocating that the goal of public policy should be to maximize happiness, set out to learn what the greatest impediment to happiness was today. His conclusion? Depression. Depression causes nearly half of all disability. It affects 1 in 6 and explains more current unhappiness than poverty. And important for public policy, cognitive behavior therapy has a short-term success rate of 50%. Sadly, depression, like other mental illnesses, especially addiction, is not seen as, quote, real enough to deserve the investment and awareness of conditions like breast cancer or AIDS. And there is, of course, the shame. So I hope you'll forgive me for not doing more, but and hey, it could be worse. At least I have decent health insurance. That's it. That's Aaron Schwartz's blog about depression. And I can totally relate to that. It's really sad. And like I said, I wish he could have hung on and saw it through. Taken some of that advice that he quoted. Now, was he egged on to kill himself? I don't know. That's a tough question to answer. I don't know. But I'm curious to find out what you think and what my my co-host tonight, Von Rage, thinks. We're going to come back in just a second with Von Rage and your calls. I got a shit ton of callers on the board already. We're going to be right back with Von Rage and your calls at 347-826-7667. And here's your song, Von Rage. Be right back.
This young man's hauling on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumps up on him to some silly.
Oh, let me tell you why. Yes, you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. You play a pretty good fiddle, son, but if the devil is you, I bet a fiddle of gold against you, so I think I'm better than you.
Boys, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny Ross, up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Just help the blues in your day, and the devil leaves the car. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Fingertip just rising up the bow. Dragged the bow across the strings and it made an evil hit. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Thank you.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, no Death Star, folks. This just in, I believe it's the official word back from the White House, no Death Star. Sorry, folks. That's fresh news right here from the interwebs. The Death Star petition got shot down. So, sorry. Anyhoot, that was Primus featuring Merv. Merv, another Bay Area artist. Everybody knows that Primus is from the Bay, right? And there's this guy, this guitarist named Merv, who's played with Les Claypool on a lot of his side projects. And that was one of them. That was, they did the music for a short animated film, which you got to see. Go on the internet, go on the YouTube, and dial in Primus Devil Goes Down to Georgia video. I mean, it was like a video that, yeah, it's awesome. It's badass. But Merv, big ups to Merv, local Bay Area, old school musician. Okay, so we're back. It's Big Titty Tuesday, and I'm Vincent the Bay. My co-host tonight is Von Rage. Hey, Von Rage.
Hey, Vince.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I'm jamming out, and trust me, that song puts me in my happy place every time I hear it.
Oh, should I just play that song over and over tonight?
No, you can keep going on with Primus in general.
Yeah. Yeah, so the show is called Big Titty Tuesday. We're going to play Primus music all night, talk about depression, and take calls. It's a great mix, don't you think?
Yeah, it sounds like we're suddenly teenagers again.
Hey, I know I probably asked you this on a previous Big Titty Tuesday, but what size is your bra?
You always ask this, and I never answer you.
You don't want to dox yourself by your bra size?
We are anonymous. Shh.
You know they can do that now, right?
Are you kidding?
Seriously, they can dox. Anonymous is so good now, they can dox you by your bra size. They don't even need your IP.
I think they just did.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, X-Knight. Yeah, X-Knight just hacked into your bra, by the way. X-Knight, could you get out of her bra, please?
He actually did. That's kind of scary.
Hey, X-Knight.
Oh,
I'd appreciate it if you... Hello?
Everybody's a 3-4-C. Just saying.
Who's got the show on in the background there? Is that you, X Knight?
That's Ashley. He's fapping.
All right, we're going to put you back on the fap, back in the fap room. Anyway, so Von, what's going on? What's new with you?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I'm, listening to everything that's been going on. I'm seeing a lot of people jump on board to various things, which, is great. It's awesome. Support what you believe in. I'm hoping people are making smart, informed decisions. Enjoying the fact that people are hacking my bra. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, listening to you.
It is. It's already on cam. He's... He just PM'd me a link where he's streaming it from. If anybody wants to see the 0 day on Von Rage's bra, Just PM me in the chat room. I'll hook you up.
So this is why you really asked me to co-host. I see how it is.
I'm trying to social engineer your bra size out of you. So what do you think of this whole Aaron Schwartz situation?
You know, it's a sensitive situation. A lot of Anons are sort of holding Aaron Schwartz up as the whole martyr figure. I'm not so happy about the situation. I don't think suicide is something that people should be holding up in such a high regard. He fucked up. He was depressed. We all go through that. But I don't see it as an excuse. And I know I'm going to sound like a cold-hearted bitch, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for it, but I really think he did the wrong thing. If he was so adamant about it.
I agree.
It's hard for anyone.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the thing that I disagreed about what he said on his blog. See, I think the depression is a symptom. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Depression is a symptom of something on a grander scale that's amiss. And he said in that blog he was sick with four different things. It was like a cold, I don't know, brokenhearted and depressed or something. I already lost the link, but that he complained in that blog that he was suffering from four different illnesses at once, and that was the fourth one he put. It was depressed mood. It wasn't even depression. It was just depressed mood.
And that in itself can be lethal. But, I mean, there are a lot of things that can push people to do stupid things. But
no shit.
A lot of people are holding him up as this martyr figure. And it's great, you know, honor him, honor his family, what he was doing, that's great. But if you're going to accept him for what he did, you also have to accept him for what he did wrong. This was an opportunity in the fight that he was fighting to really step forward, take responsibility, and try to push the justice system into accepting that what they're doing is a little bit fucked up.
Totally. And that's what I meant by, that was the point I was trying to get to in my opening there, was I really wish he would have just, you know, because I've been there. I've been, you know, to the point where, fuck it, you know. Because I myself am a cyber criminal, and it's going to be really hard for me to find gainful employment with a fucking Reuters article on me on Twitter. So I know that feeling of hopelessness, like, fuck, this is going to fucking, you know, haunt me for the rest of my life. On top of that, I'm probably going to do some, but in his situation, he was looking at probably doing time, millions of dollars in restitution, which I dispute that. Was it, where's that $1 million figure come from? I mean, he was just accessing PDF files is my take, right? Just a shit ton of them.
Absolutely not. It was not worth that sort of sentence, and I'm sure if he had actually...
Yeah, that's why he should have seen it through to the end and try to, you know, challenge the punishment for these crimes, because the way that they're punishing them is totally arcane. I was on the bus with a Crip the other... Not a Crip, a Blood, Norteño, this guy... He, you know, I was telling him about all these computer crimes and stuff. Like, he just started talking me up, and he was just being let out on parole or whatever. And he had just been stabbed, knifed a couple weeks ago too. He showed me his fucking gutted gut. It was fucking disgusting. But we just started talking about crime and stuff, and he was talking about how he's on probation and parole or whatever. And I've been on probation, so we naturally started talking about crime. And I was talking about how these kids are facing like 15 years for taking down a website for 30 minutes. I was like, he's like, serious, bro? He's like, dude, the guy that did this to me, shows me the fucking fresh knife wound in his gut. He's like, I'll be lucky if he gets to see 6 years.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Like, these are nonviolent crimes. To me, I put that right up there with pot use. And I think it's a cause that's worth seeing through. And like I said, like, Weave is seeing it through, whether for good or for bad. You know, good for him. He's taking it head on, bull by the horns. I think Schwartz should have done the same thing.
The thing is, cyber attack is a completely new face to the justice system. It is something that they are absolutely terrified because it's something they don't know.
Yeah, they don't understand it. And Vert makes a great point. Is the common charge they give you is so outdated. It's from 1986. It's back when only the government could access the internet and computers and shit. Like, that was a big deal in 1986. If you attacked a quote protected computer back in 1986, you most likely were attacking a government computer. So I think that's part of the reason why the sentencing is so high. Now you have like over 9 billion fucking websites, and I think there should be like a slap on the wrist policy, a third time offender, type of thing, with the DDoS and stuff like that, and an appropriate restitution. Because if you're taking down a commercial business for X amount of hours, you're definitely causing economic damage. So that should be accounted for as well. But I don't think you should go to jail over it. I think that's kind of bullshit. Again, it's a violentless crime.
Hackers are the monster under the bed. The government doesn't understand it, but it's happening under their nose, and there isn't anything they can do about it. The internet is a completely new frontier to them still, which is mind-boggling. But so they are reacting.
Considering the government created the internet, you'd think their justice and legal system would be on par with it, but no, it got away from it.
They're reacting with extreme force to try to control what's going on, which is an understandable response. That's normal human response. But the people that they're targeting, who they're taking down, they're not dealing with it with an appropriate means. They're trying to make an example, which is only going to last so long because the hackers are starting to outnumber all the bullshit that they're trying to pull.
Yeah.
He did break the law.
The emperor has no clothes.
He broke the law. He needs to face that.
Yeah.
And anyone, any of you that are breaking the law, you are this. If it's for lulz, if it's for anonymous, if you're just bored.
Hey, it's civil disobedience, and I can totally empathize with people doing civil disobedience, like purposely breaking the law to point out a bad law. Like, I don't know if you've heard of the Free State Project. Have you heard of the Free State Project?
No.
Oh, so it's this band of activists that all decided to move to New Hampshire, and they're all like libertarian, small L activists, and they do civil. That's all they do is civil disobedience. Like, they challenge laws about video recording. Like, somebody, like an activist will get arrested for something, and they have an arraignment. So another activist shows up in the courtroom with a video camera and tapes the courtroom. That activist that gets caught with taping in the courtroom gets arrested on the spot, gets charged. So he has a court date that comes up eventually. Then another activist goes to that court date with his camera, videotaping, and so on and so forth. Mix, you know, rinse, repeat. And they're getting shit done, though. They're challenging stupid-ass laws. They're, they had this one town, I think it was Keene. They started doing 420 demonstrations. Like, every day at 420, they would go to the town hall, whatever, town square center, and it would just be 420 light, just light it up, baby. And, of course, the first couple times they did this, they'd get citated. Of course, they'd videotape it. Then they go to court for it, and they go and videotape that in the court. And not only would, then another activist gets hit with, videotaping in the court, but somebody gets that on videotape. So it's just insane. All these activists have concentrated themselves in one place. In this case, it's not virtual though. It like with Anonymous. In this case, it's like they're in real life. They've all physically gone there and. It's as if Anonymous decided, hey, you know what? All right, let's just do this. If you're really down with Anonymous, let's all move to New Mexico. Okay? Let's just all pledge to move to New Mexico. And that'll be where that'll be little Anon land. And we can have our little Anon lives.
Holy
and,
shit. You know,
language
I
and shit.
I want an Anon land. That would be fucking epic.
Yeah, that's where all you guys should go. Seriously.
We could sell masks like Mickey Mouse ears.
You know, I had a colleague of mine, a very young colleague of mine, seriously didn't know that New Mexico was a state. He thought New Mexico was a country. This is America, everybody. This is what we're dealing with. These are the kids we're sending to battle to protect our sovereignty. Anyway, it looks like I got some calls on the line. If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Big Titty Tuesday, and I'm hanging out with Von Rage, my co-host. There are several callers on the line. We don't have to talk about depression or Schwartz, but if you want to chime in, 347-826-7667 is the number. We're going to be joined by a couple people, a non-sicko in a second, and X-Night and a few other people. So hang on to your panties. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. back with Von Rage. And here, that was Here Come the Bastards off of Sailing the Seas of Cheese. That would be, God, what's his name? Les Claypool on bass. Larry Lalonde on guitar. And Tim Herb Alexander on drums. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm back with you. And I have as my co-host tonight, Von Rage. Which...
Woot.
What?
Woot.
Oh, you said woot. My bad. And now I'd like to welcome to the program, to the panel, if you will, our good friend, Anon Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
How much? What's going on, guys? How's everybody today?
Hey, Sicko.
I'm doing fantastic, dude. I'm glad I'm alive. Happy to be alive. Very grateful. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't know. Kind of bored.
Hey, what do you think of my idea of Anonymous, like, picking a state and just everybody moving there? Or a country. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
I don't know. Depends if everybody else is going to leave us the fuck alone.
Wait, have we become Mormon?
I like the idea. I mean, I don't care who comes. If Vince is offering to give me my own little section of the world where nobody else is going to bother me.
It's kind of like how they gave the Jews Palestine. Just give Anonymous, like, all right, fuck it. You know, we'll kick the Palestinians out of Gaza. We'll stick Anonymous in there. And then we'll just take on, we'll let all those Palestinians choose between the West Bank or Jordan or fucking Egypt.
And
okay.
Am I the only person that thinks this would be an amusement park?
Why don't we just
absolutely. Anonymous land.
Nobody listens to
me. I'm listening to you, Sicko. What's up?
So humans have the ability to create islands. So why don't we just create ourselves a new island? If they can sell them to rich people, why can't we get, like, I don't know, 20,000 people together to pull their money together and go buy an island?
Because it would suck to have 20,000 people on one tiny island.
Yeah. If you got 20,000 people, I'm sure you can get the amount of money you need to buy a decent-sized island.
But wait. Would we all be wearing masks? Because that would be just...
Oh, well, yeah, that's the thing is nobody... there. It would be like when you... like going into... to what you go to DEF CON, where you just buy a ticket, that's it. Pay cash, boom, you're in the country. Done. That's it. Everything's done with a wink and a handshake.
Those fucking masks have no ventilation, and the last thing I want to be is in...
No, it would be required by law to wear to wear those masks in Anonymous land. I'm sorry. You guys already have a flag, that green flag with the... I mean, Jesus, you might as well just have your own little corner of the physical plot of land where you guys can just all go to and just be anonymous.
You are so right.
Like it's like be incarnate. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine that? All the fucking people from B and Anonymous and all this stuff. Just put all those people physically on one island.
The streets would be quiet because everybody would be inside. You might have
then the rest of us could get some shit done.
Free internet all across the island.
That's what I'm saying. It might be one of the most peaceful neighborhoods in the world.
I don't know what it'd be like, but I just think it'd be cool if you guys all physically, you know, rather than virtually went somewhere.
I don't know if we would know how to interact outside of the internet.
A lot of people at these DEF CONs things, they pretty much are there anonymously. Yeah, it would be the same idea, the same concept.
To put in like an age requirement because there would be the angsty teenage and on.
If you have requirements for age, Seriously.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
okay.
You have to. Your kids would automatically be anons, and you would you just create more anons in anon world. Oh. Pretty soon, I bet you after a couple of generations, the mask, you know, the kids would, the mask would just sort of morph into their faces, and so born with the face of Guy Fox. Can you imagine that? A whole fucking planet. Yeah, a planet. That would be even scarier. But just like a whole developed anon, like, again, species.
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 Well, I guess you could sort of call us that. I mean, I'm pretty much used to people yelling at me for being anon.
Vince, have you read about this Aaron's Law thing?
Yes, I have. I was going to talk about that. Zoe Lofgren, she posted on Reddit. I can't believe that. My former Congress person, Zoe Lofgren, represents the South Bay. She wrote this on Reddit. As we mourn Aaron Swartz's tragic death, many of us are deeply troubled as we learn more about the government's actions against him. His family's statement about this speaks volumes about the inappropriate efforts taken by the U.S. government. There's no way to reverse the tragedy of Aaron's death, but we can work to prevent a repeat of the abuses of power he experienced. We should prevent what happened to Aaron from happening to other internet users. The government was able to bring such disproportionate charges against Aaron because of the broad scope of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act and the wire fraud statute. It looks like the government used the vague wording of these laws to claim that violating an online services user agreement or terms of service is a violation of the CFAA and the wire fraud statute. Using the law in this way could criminalize many everyday activities and allow for outlandishly severe penalties. Aren't all these laws like designed to be kind of vague so they can cast a bigger net? I mean, that's all the Fed cares about is convictions. They don't give a shit. I'm a prime example of it. All right, continuing.
You know what's noteworthy about this this representative or senator or whatever she is,
congressperson,
being the one to sponsor this bill, is she represents San Jose, and in San Jose is where the PayPal 14 people are standing trial right in her own,
that's her in her backyard.
She's people, totally. She has people facing these disproportionate penalties. So if she's really serious about it provides people, if somebody's willing to make her put her money where her mouth is, it'll let people see how truly committed she is to this, or if she's just trying to bandwagon for votes. Because if she truly thinks that this stuff is disproportionate.
Oh, she doesn't need to bandwagon for votes. Her seat is almost a no contest every year. She's going to call it Aaron's Law, just to tug on the heartstrings a little bit. I don't give
seriously?
A fuck. What she could call it. Your fucking mother's law, as long as it curbs some of this outlandish sentencing, minimum sentencing. It's just disgusting.
And what this law sets to do is to make it so terms of service violations aren't covered by the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. But I get that that's not a really big – I mean, it's not a – like the whole law's being overhauled, but it's a step in that direction, and maybe now people will start talking about some of the other aspects of this that people are facing some of these other disproportionate penalties for, like EDOS and stuff like that, where – minimal harm is caused, and some of these people are facing, 10 to 15 years in prison, and that's just not cool.
Yeah, they have to tweak that. It's definitely the punishment needs to fit the crime, and I don't think it's even close to being there yet. But like I said, that's why these guys have to hang in there and fight this shit and put light on that. And, you know, maybe this Zoloft thing is a little spark of hope. I don't know. There's got to be some sort of reform, though, there, because it's like, you know, I was convicted, and at my sentencing, I had a little chance to say my little piece. And when I, started talking to looking the judge straight in the eye, same courtroom that the PayPal 14 are in, by the way, same judge. I looked this dude straight in the eye and talked to him about FTP, servers and blah, blah, blah. And he just looked like a fucking, he had this look like of a deer in headlights. He was totally, he had no clue what I was talking about. It was just ridiculous. Even the prosecuting attorneys, they don't know what the fuck this shit is. And that's, I think that is endemic of sort of the entire justice community as a whole. They haven't caught up to technology yet. It's kind of, it's almost embarrassing.
It was just like I went and I saw somebody in court. They were due to appear before the court and everything, and I went and I witnessed what was going on and stuff like that. And neither attorneys on either side actually truly understood the case. They were all learning about this stuff as it goes as they went on. The judge had nothing, had no idea what was going on. When it comes to the details of the case, none of them understood it. One of the very first things I heard the defense attorney say was, I was reading an interesting book last night, which was they were referencing Parmi Olson's We Are Anonymous, and said, did you realize that the crime that y'all are accusing my client of is the equivalent of pushing F5 on their keyboard? And both of them honestly looked shocked. Neither one of them understood that anything about what a DDoS actually was. It was obvious to see. I was like, how are these people in charge of this case when they don't even understand it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Ask them if they know what a ping test is. They don't know what they're like. What? What do you say? I think that was in. I don't remember my DMV class. Let's bring back on X-Knight and see if he has anything to add. X-Knight, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, I do agree that the people who are in charge of these cases are fucking morons. And I have heard the defending attorney of some of these people just going, yeah, it's like pressing the refresh button. And beyond that, I mean, you got to break everything down for the judge, break everything down into the simplest fucking terms you can think of because they're morons and they don't really understand. I mean, you could sit there and say, yeah, he hacked into our flux capacitor and over nuked our servers, and they'll just be like, oh shit, that guy's going to prison, you know?
Well, I mean, it all goes back to Kevin. I mean, when Kevin Mitnick was arrested, they thought, he was going to... He was going to stop nuclear missiles with a fucking whistle and shit. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous that our government, and any government, feels that they can pass laws about things that they don't understand and then pretend that they're coming from the moral high ground. Well, how can you know you're coming from a moral high ground if you don't understand any of this stuff? You don't know what's right or wrong if you don't understand it.
You know what's even worse is the fact that they corralled people in like Mercedes, who didn't even do anything. She was just in a chat room being a cheerleader. Like, you're gonna get charged for conspiracy for cheering people on? That's ridiculous. No, you're in a chat room encouraging something. I think that's really flimsy. They're just throwing a bunch of shit at these kids, and they're trying to make a precedence out of them. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that's resolved.
Unfortunately, this is going to be a scare tactic, especially since a lot of these movements are being
done by teenage kids or young adults. This is what they're trying to push forward in their minds. You fuck up, or you even associate yourself with this, you are going to spend the rest of your life in prison. They are
They're definitely going to come after you. It's kind of like during Occupy, Occupy Boston raid. You know, poison on when docked all of Boston City Council or whatever. And during that, the Boston PD decided that they wanted to subpoena anybody who had tweeted the hashtag Boston PD.
That's ridiculous. The future of Twitter is subtweets. Seriously, just start getting used to subtweeting now, because pretty soon hashtags and links are going to be totally outlawed.
I just want to say, Gorilla, he's right on this. These kids do need better anon guidance. You know, these kids that are freaking out, they're getting raided. They have no idea what's going on. Part of it is our fault for not showing these kids what they need to do. Some of these kids don't know what a secure network. Some of these kids are just like, oh, hey, I see what's going on in the news. I'm totally jumping in on this. I'm going to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing something good. They have no idea what the consequences can bring and what most of us have to do in order to protect ourselves.
Well, even worse, some of them do know the consequences, but they don't know how to secure themselves, like use a VPN or use a proxy or an SSH tunnel. They don't know what they're doing. All they know how to do is download this program or visit this website, type in the domain, and click a fucking button, and we'll all, you know, DDoS this together, you know?
Exactly, and then all of a sudden they're getting raided, and they don't even understand why.
Exactly.
And I see a lot of people getting on people's cases, oh, hackers, guys for dummies, or whatever that's out there for these new bloods.
That's because there's so much emphasis put on by everybody, by the media, by the spectators, by Anons, by the haters. There's so much emphasis put on hacking and DDoSing when it comes to Anonymous, that these new kids, when they see Anonymous, that's all they see is hacking and DDoSing, and they think that that's what Anonymous is about. I've been an Anon for over a year and a half now. Not very long, but long enough that I've been around, and not once have I ever DDoSed or hacked a single website. You know what I mean? Anonymous is that, and a lot of people put that emphasis on it.
Over 9,000 anonymous members don't even remember Genealogy, man.
9,000?
They don't even remember Genealogy.
There's no way that could be right.
Oh, dude, Genealogy is making a comeback, bro. You didn't hear? Greg Hoosh is on Twitter, bro.
Well, I've been following that shit. I have always been following Genealogy.
Dude. Did you see on Twitter? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but did you see on Twitter Commander X just fawning all over Greg Hoosh?
Oh.
The poor guy
joins
Twitter and he gets fucking like mobbed to death by PLF 2012. It's 2013, by the way.
Oh man. Well, like I said, fuck Commander X.
I wouldn't take it that far. I like Commander X. I think he means really well. I feel really bad still about his call into this show. I kind of wish that people like Von Rage and Anon Sicko were on the air with me, with him. It's kind of too bad that not many people showed up that were pro X, if you will, or at least empathetic to X.
You brought him in, and everyone wanted to attack him.
Yeah,
really
The trolls just fucking raged.
I know that show. Commander X on your show is like trying to bring Barrett Brown on your show. All you're going to get is trolls, man.
That's exactly what happened. You know what, Barrett Brown? I've told the story before. I don't know if I told you, but
he would have
that's how. I tried to get Barrett Brown on my show, and he last minute he backed out. But the trolls showed up anyways. So I ended up meeting a lot of these non-trolls. Like that's how I met. That's actually how I met Kilgore from Chronicle.su.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he called into that show, and
I've seen some of his work.
Yeah, dude. Today he pulled a total. Him and Tyler Bastel pulled a total troll. They have some Glenn Greenwald sock account, and they retweeted him tweeting a link to Chronicle.su. And I swear to God, I fell for it. I swear to God, for like five minutes, I was like, oh my God, they fucking trolled Glenn Greenwald.
Did you think that website was a legitimate news website, dude?
No, never, dude. I've written for Chronicle.su.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
About that.
In fact, I'm due to write something again for them. I think I'm going to do an op-ed.
I will confess, at one point, I did think they were a legitimate news website, and they got me.
I
don't remember what it was I was reading, but it sounded believable. Not that much.
Yeah, some of their writers are a little more down, based in reality. Like Tyler Bass, he does some straight ahead, straightforward journalism. But anything that comes out of Kilgore's mouth is complete bullshit.
I think I read something about Rupert Murdoch dying in his garden, and then once I got to the end, it sounded like bullshit at the end, and I'm like, oh shit, I got trolled.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know if I tell you that I, in real life, trolled Zoe Lofgren?
No, you did not.
Yeah. I will send you guys the link. It's kind of I don't know. But I used to be an IRL troll. And my favorite weapon of choice was the megaphone.
Nice.
Which I was carrying with me visiting Zoe Lofgren's office, but I didn't get to use it. But it was just the fact that I was carrying it on me, you know? Open carry, megaphone, watch out, baby. This thing.
I'm not a troll, but I like to play one online.
Dude, yeah, seriously, come back to me when all you trolls out there, come back to me when you've in real life trolled a fucking congressperson. Okay?
When a presidential candidate has threatened to slap you while on the campaign trail.
Talking about?
Oh, my God. What? Please, yep. Do tell.
I have evidence. One night on Twitter, Roseanne was spouting off about some stupid shit, and I called her on it, and she threatened to slap me. She threatened to slap the stupid off of me while on the campaign trail. American history who can produce evidence that a presidential candidate threatened to physically attack them while on the campaign trail.
So not just Roseanne,
damn,
the presidential candidate. Wow.
So, to be honest, I would probably vote for someone that did that.
Yeah. Roseanne.
Just not Roseanne, because she's in...
Balls to you!
That's right.
Give me a second and I'll find the screenshot.
Balls to you, sicko. Let's take a call, shall we? We have Shady Playa 91. What's up, Shady Playa?
Oh, nothing, Vince. Just listening to your show. Hey, Goofy fired me from 186 Point Deuce, and apparently he flushed me down the toilet.
And you ended up here?
Yeah, I was wandering around in the sewers being forced to eat shit and drink piss, but then suddenly I saw a light, and then I followed that light, and I ended up at your show.
So what you're saying is your life just got better.
Yeah.
You
sweet, dude.
Also, is it okay if I become your Minister of Foreign BTR Relations?
Absolutely. I was looking for somebody to fill that position. That's perfect. I don't know how that just worked out like that, but that was great. Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you, Vince. Keep up the good work.
High five!
Yeah, I will, Shady Playa. I appreciate it. And, you know, I have full confidence in you in this new position that you're gonna undertake.
Sweet, thanks. I'm glad to be part of the Vince in the Bay crew now.
Vince, can I be your master of poop?
I already have one of those.
Oh, come on, man. Okay.
You can... Yeah, that's crappy airbags.
Oh, crappy airbags.
Yeah, he hasn't been doing a very good job, though. So,
crappy.
I don't know.
I have the blueprints to hell in Goofy's computer. So, in case we need to hack it, I have the blueprints.
Blueprints?
Yeah. Apparently, Goofy left the blueprints in the bathroom when he was taking a shit.
That would be great. Earlier, we had X-Knight hacked into Von Rage's bra.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Shady Playa would be interested in that 0 day.
Mm-hmm. I do not disclose my 0 days.
I need a bacon minister? I don't think so. No. I need somebody to... Okay, yeah, actually, you know, I do need a bacon minister, someone who can negotiate with the pro-bacon people. Apparently, I am anti-bacon. I am, like, serious taboo.
I would run for that position, but I would probably spend too much time eating up all the bacon, so...
I just posted the screenshot in the chat room.
Chat of what? Oh, you getting threatened by...
Roseanne. That was good time.
Wow, you actually got to...
Wow.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Vicko,
you're such an asshole.
That's stored in the Library of Congress.
That is full of Gwyn.
It might be the proudest moment of my life. I'm not sure, but it might definitely be. All I said was that mandatory vasectomies for males under the age of 30 is just as sexist as forced female genital mutilation. And apparently, he didn't appreciate that. And next thing I knew, she was threatening to slap me, and I was blocked. Not only did she block me, but she blocked my girlfriend just because she's with me.
I like how, 2 minutes later... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading this backwards. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got that far with her. She blocked me after, I don't know. I called her out on that whole when she tweeted out the wrong Zimmerman docs. Like, literally put the address in her tweet. Like, who didn't... people had to have reported her for TOS violation. Spike Lee, too. How come they did not get suspended? I don't get it.
I don't see why all these public figures and presidential candidates and fucking politicians are sitting there posting out stocks and shit, and then they come at us and say, oh, yeah, you shouldn't do that. That's bad. You know?
I think part of it might be that at the time, Twitter hadn't really started suspending a whole lot of people. You know what I mean? People pretty much were doing whatever they wanted to on Twitter. You know? So Twitter didn't really start suspending people a lot. People like the last.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've been suspended a couple times a week since, the past 4 months.
I don't know. I tweeted out the docs of 300 child abusers last year. I never even got TOS or anything, dude. I don't know.
I tweeted out over 9,000 doxers, and I've never been suspended. My sock account got suspended once because for unsolicited tweets for swollen Obama supporters, but my actual account has never gotten suspended. And I mean, I kind of watch what I say, but no, I mean, I pretty much say whatever the hell I want to say on there.
Fuck you both. Yeah.
Hey, Shady Playa, do you have a Twitter?
Actually, yes, I do. It's at the Shady Player.
Excellent. And what type of things will people encounter when they follow you on Twitter?
Nothing really, just speaking my mind.
Yeah, we all know
and
how that works.
Play it, ladies and
yep.
gentlemen.
It's in the chat room.
Excellent. Got it. At this juncture, Sicko, what's your Twitter? If you want to give it out to people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure most people know mine. It's Adonon Sicko.
And Von Rage, where can people find you on Twitter?
Von Rage.
Von Rage, but with the O is a zero, all Elite Hacksaw style.
Yep, let me put it in the chat room.
So we can all have...
So you can all follow me and
Twitter,
listen to
Twitter
my shit.
Stick up. You can all have Twitter.
Yeah, I need to follow more people. I'm getting down to like 8 minutes between tweets on my timeline here.
Big ups to One Notice for tweeting out the show. Flavored Cactus says, "This is your fault, Vince. All your promoting of the song, you're the reason this exists." It's some version, some remake of Gangnam Style. I don't play Gangnam Style on my show anymore. Sorry
Why?
To say.
You never answered me. Why don't you do this?
Oh, because Goofy Bone won the BTR, late night BTR election, and that was like his first executive order, was that no Gangnam Style was to be played at any time. I mean, I was having like straight up like a string of shows, just all Gangnam Style, you know, remixes.
Goofy Bone here?
No, he's not here.
Then stop that shit.
Okay, what do you want to hear? Dubstep version, 8-bit version,
Klingon
remix,
style.
Hitler remix, metal version. I got all kinds of shit.
8-bit.
Whoop on Gangnam Style.
Oh, you want the 8-bit?
Yeah, if you're going to play 8-bit.
I'll play the 8-bit in the background while we take calls. All right? All right, let's go to the lines. We have a block caller. Unscreened, you're on the air, caller. Who's this?
Hello?
Caller, you're on the line. Who's this?
Am I online or is it somebody else?
It's you. What's up?
Okay. Oh, hey, it's Diego. Hey, Vance. How you doing, girl?
Oh, it's Diego. Diego.
Diego!
Wow.
I know! You
forever, Diego.
How are you guys? Sucking some dick, licking some pussy, eating a banana, what are you doing?
All of the above. And glad you're here to participate. Take it to another
I
level.
I did all the above 5 times today. One set, cool.
Hey, you know what?
Well,
Diego, I want you to... Okay, cut the Gangnam Style. All right. Diego, I want you to meet a friend of mine, a new... addition to the Vince and the Bay family. This is Shady Playa. Shady Playa, meet Diego.
Hey, Diego. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Shady Playa.
Yeah, I'm the new Minister of Foreign BTR Relations here at Disorderly Conduct.
Sure, are you like one of those church people?
Oh, no. I'm just in charge of all the relations of the various BTR shows.
Okay. Cool. What's that?
I used to be Goofy's janitor, but then he flushed me down the toilet because I wasn't doing a good job.
Did you not like that banana boy or anything? Okay, because at first I thought you were going
to
say you
Yeah,
were
and he left the blueprints to his Helen computer in the bathroom, and I snagged them before he flushed me down the toilet.
Oh, snap.
So you're not the banana boy.
That's yep.
That he says. You are?
What? Banana boy what?
The banana boy. He had a position open, but I haven't taken it yet. Are you the banana boy now?
By banana boy, you mean Minister of Foreign BTR Relations?
Oh,
Minister.
No. You're thinking of Cabana. No, you're thinking of the Cabana boy position. That's a totally different position.
Okay.
And Diego, for a while, I thought you were going to be a candidate for my cabana boy, but
not candy. You look like an hour away.
Yeah, well, you haven't even called into the show though. I mean, you got to at least fulfill that responsibility first. But you're here now.
I would totally vote for Diego.
What?
Diego would make a better president than Goofy Bone.
God, somebody screamed in my motherfucking ear.
Oh yeah, Diego, okay, we got the Shady Playa, and then we got Diego, what's your Twitter account?
I don't remember.
Gotta have Diego.
I'm on my phone, my bad. I was gonna check it on my phone.
Yeah, figure it out. We're trying to have a Twitter Oh wow, somebody got muted in my chat. Oh no, I was just seeing things.
Oh, it's my first name and my last name.
Which is Diego something or other.
Yeah, Diego Seguin. You know how to spell it? I got to spell it out for you.
Yeah, you're going to have to spell that, I think. Oh, you want to get that?
It's D-I-E.
Huh? Somebody want to get that? Okay, good. It's not Banana Boy. It's Cabana Boy. Come on.
Whatever. It's the same thing. You both take it up the ass like a banana.
I want to apologize, Von Rage. The show has started to deteriorate. Totally gone, veered off the topic. Suddenly, we're talking about Cabana Boy position. I really, I'm sorry you've got off topic, but hey, you know, it's internet radio, and I'm glad you're here with me.
That is perfectly all right, because Diego is like my favorite person of all time, so it's all good.
Wait, who are you?
That's Von Rage. I'll do a little reset here. I'll do a reset. Wait, this is who's on the show right now. We got Von Rage is my co-host tonight. Anon Sicko is on the line. X Knight is on the line. E Playa is on the line. And Diego is on the line.
Okay, wait. Who was that female that was talking? I don't know who that is.
That's Von Rage. Von Rage.
Girl.
Impeach the bone.
Impeach the bone? Oh, man.
Impeach the bone.
I was calling for impeaching the bone the minute he was inaugurated.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, good. Do you remember when we were doing the BTR presidential, late night presidential race thing?
Wait, was I there? Was I on the show that day?
I don't know. Might have been before you.
Okay, anyway, continue.
I lost the race to Goofy Bone, and that's why I can't play Gangnam Style.
What about Gangnam Style?
Buckingham?
I don't even know what the song's about.
Do you understand English? Hello?
I do, girl. I'm from America. We speak American.
You speak American?
American.
Oh, God. You know what? You know who you're a neighbor of?
Okay.
Shady Playa gets time out. There's just way too much background noise going on. I know you're my new minister of some BTR relations or whatever, but you know, if you're gonna multitask, Shady Playa, you gotta self mute. All right. So you're on timeout right now for 2 minutes, and I'll bring you back. So Diego,
yes.
Are you familiar with Les Claypool?
Huh?
Are you familiar with Les Claypool?
We will, what?
There's a gentleman. He's a musician. His name is Les Claypool. Have you heard of him?
Huh? Oh, sorry, what? I wasn't listening.
Never mind. If you had boobs, how big would you want your boobs to be? This is Big Titty Tuesday, by the way.
XXX.
Triple X?
F. Too big.
F. Oh, triple F? I think F is just, do they triple after they get past a certain
yes,
letter?
Yes, they do.
Like a triple F? Are you serious?
I want triple F, yes.
Wow. Can somebody?
They think Don Double D is too big. They get saggy as they get old. No.
It's called plastic surgery.
Exactly. You can keep them perky forever.
Yes. Definitely.
Oh my God, dude! Have you guys seen what's her name? The chick from Friends. Not, you know, I'm talking about the one who was married to.
I don't watch TV. Well, I do, but I haven't watched that show.
Courtney Cox. She looks like fucking Joan Rivers now. It's crazy.
Who the hell is that?
Never mind. Let's take calls. Another call, unscreened, on the line. Your hands up. Who's this?
Air Force Anon.
Air Force Anon? Welcome to the show. Hey, Air Force, you're on with an all-star panel. My co-host tonight is Von Rage. I also have Anon Sitko, X Knight, Shady Playa, Diego, and now yourself, Air Force Anon. What's on your mind tonight? It's Big Titty Tuesday.
Oh yeah. Oh well. That's a good day. I like that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, unfortunately, the topic of conversation for most of the night has been depression and suicide.
Well, forget all that. I just got home from the strip club, and it was nice.
Oh, please, give us a review.
You know what,
give us a review of the boobies there that you saw tonight.
What about them? Say what?
What were the, you know, what was, can you give us a play-by-play, like a sort of a report on the quality and quantity of titties, boobies?
Obviously not very good if he's already home.
Well, I'm gonna be real honest. This place is not an upscale place. It costs $3 to get in.
$3 to get in.
Vince, I threatened Air Force that if he came on the show tonight, I was going to bitch slap him because he told me he was going to be at a strip club. Now, boy is home already. What the fuck was going on?
I was already there when I said that to you.
You ran out of money.
Yes, I did run out of money, actually.
That's what happened.
Did you at least get a lap dance? I mean, come on. Tell me you
multiple.
Shouted out my name.
Multiple. I got multiple from that, the girl I told you I knew before she was a stripper.
That's the most satisfying kind.
Wait, what?
That's the most satisfying kind.
It is, because I always wanted to see them, you know, before she was a stripper, and then I found out she was, and I was like, oh, well, now I can just go and see him. All right.
Who's a stripper?
Say what? What happened?
Who's a stripper?
Well, my older brother used to be a male stripper.
Oh, is he gay?
No, he's not, actually.
Ah, I thought I was about to suck a dick.
Shady Playa, you're back. You're off a timeout. Just remember remember to self mute, please.
Okay.
How rude of you.
Self mute, folks. That it helps everybody, okay? All right. With that, I'm gonna mute everybody and ask Von Rage something here. Von Rage.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the Spanish version of My Name is Mud?
No.
There is a Primus track out there. You can get it on YouTube and everything called Me Llamo Mud.
No shit. Are you going to play it?
Yeah, baby.
Or are you just teasing me?
I'm teasing you and I'm going to play it. What they did basically is they did this, they re-recorded it as a promo for they did a South American tour like a couple years back. So they started doing a rendition of a Spanish rendition called Me Llamo Mud. And here it is just for you.
Yay.
mi orgul, tomo mi vino. Beberíalo más fino, excepto que en varios meses no he ganado ni un gran centavo, o quizás son años. El aliento de este bastardo coro la podría traer a lágrimas. Tú vives palabras, un pleito común. Entonces pisa en la cabeza con la pata del viejo de al ovidio. Me llamo Mush. Me llamo Mush. Mush.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the program.
Hear what I gotta say.
Stop hating in the Bay, yo. If everybody would just stop hating in the Bay, everything would be okay. I'm back for the last 27 minutes, and my co-host tonight, of course, is Von Rage. How's everything going for you? Shit.
Wait, we're already in the last half hour of the show.
That's it.
Wow.
Dude, so what'd you think of the Spanish version of My Name is Mud?
That was fabulous.
It's pretty fucking rocking.
It was. It was very, like, down and gritty. I loved it.
King Wishbone says that Les Claypool's best band is Oysterhead with Trey and Stuart Copeland. You know, I saw Oysterhead a couple of times. I heard recordings. I got the record. I liked the record. The record's good. There's some jams on there. But like every super group, it kind of, there's just, I don't know. It just doesn't quite click. I saw their tour. It was good. Stuart Copeland's awesome. It was an honor to see Stuart Copeland play drums. But I don't know. I think they should all stick to their own thing, though. Stick with what works. And I'm sticking with my panel here, Von Rage, as well as Anon Sicko. X Night, Shady Playa, and Air Force Anon. We lost. It looks like we lost Diego. Apparently, he was offended by that song or wasn't feeling it. Or maybe his boyfriend called. I don't know. It's a coin toss with that kid.
He's probably in tiny chat somewhere with Russell League.
Oh God, I don't even want to imagine. Meeps was tweeting out some of their tiny chats the other day where like everybody was getting naked, all the dudes were getting naked. That's disgusting.
Well, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They all get naked together in Russell League.
Yeah, that, apparently that's what goes down in their tiny chat.
Okay, so there was one night where there was like a fucking kangaroo, and Dicey was wearing a Guy Fox mask, and it was just all sorts of like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, those guys party.
Thank
you. I've done multiple tiny chats and IRCs with that crew, and they are entertaining. I have to give them that.
Wait a second, Vince. Why you no come on my IRC? I invited you like 3 times.
Depends on timing. It really depends on timing. I don't know. Just next time you do IRC, hit me up and hopefully I'll be free.
You won't be. I might.
IRC is gay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really feel IRC or any of that shit. I like Twitter and BTR. That's it. Keep it simple.
Yeah, well, when Twitter is dead for me, that's when I turn to IRC, man. Like I said, it's been getting down to like 8 minutes between tweets. There must be a lot of internal drama going on. So we might see it blow up with drama over the next few days here.
What do you mean, internal drama where?
Well, you know, when Twitter gets quiet, there's a lot of drama going on between people, maybe directly on IRC or over Yahoo IMs or whatever. So they're not really tweeting out all that much because there's a lot of drama. But after the drama gets settled, when they start blocking each other, it blows up on Twitter. I would say it happens once every month or every couple of months.
Oh, hey, we have Hammurabi's Code in the house. Big up to Hammurabi's
Code. Hey, Hammy.
Hammy in the house. It's Big Titty Tuesday. And you missed it earlier, Hammurabi's Code. Earlier, X-Knight hacked into Von Rage's bra. That's great.
I still feel violated.
Oh, don't worry. I just, like, root it or anything. Didn't penetrate it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just ran a uname minus A. Boom. Version 34C. Oh.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap that bra strap is what I'm talking about. Put the microphone right up to your bra strap and just give it a snapperoo for us.
Oh, you wish you could zero-day her bra.
I do. I'm so jelly. Dougie Dougie in the chat room says, "That's amazing." Quoting Huell Hauser. Dude, R.I.P. Huell Hauser. A legend. Oh, my God. I want his job. I've always wanted his job. Like, apparently, there's got to be an opening there. I would love to have his job. Oh. That guy had it made. Man. And he was great at what he did. Huell Hauser.
I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, if you got a YouTube Huell Hauser, it's a California thing.
Okay.
Just wouldn't get it.
Wait, is he dead?
He died like last week. Let's bring on Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, what's going on?
Not a lot. What are you up to, Vince?
Well, I'm just having a little show tonight with my co-host, Von Rage.
Yeah, you know, I think Yep. It's Big Titty Tuesday. You're still doing Big Titty Tuesday.
Yeah.
Always.
Very nice.
Why not?
Shit, you don't have to convince me, man. You know how I feel about
decided
Big Titties.
You know, we decided the topic for Big Titty Tuesday would be depression and suicide. And Primus songs.
Those things do not belong anywhere near the same paragraph as Big Titties.
What?
I would like to beg to differ. I bet depression leads to a lot of men looking at porn and going to strip clubs and stuff. So I think there is some correlation between depression and big titties.
See, like Air Force Anon, for example, just went out to the strip club tonight. He got a jolt of adrenaline that's going to last him for like a good, you know, week and a half.
Also probably going to be eating hot dogs that whole time.
Seriously, I'm talking about medicinal porn.
Medicinal porn?
Yes, for treatment of depression. Yes. In small amounts, medicinal porn can treat depression. I guarantee it. It's worked for me. Trust me. Trust me.
Men who look at TV.
Do I have to link you to my tapes, my inspirational tapes?
Yes. Please, you should definitely do that.
I will in a bit.
Who all is on right now?
Okay, another reset. We've got Von Rage, of course, is my co-host tonight.
Okay,
we also have Sicko and X Knight, Air Force Anon, and you, Hammurabi's Code.
Okay,
we lost Shady Playa. Shady Playa, my minister of I don't know some shit, BTR. Negotiations. I don't know what he made up some shit.
Are you Russell Free now, or what happened there?
Russell Free? You mean the Russell League?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're kind of over Vince in the Bay.
These things happen.
Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of like Hammurabi's Code. At a certain point, they got tired of Hammurabi's Code.
Yeah, Hammurabi's Code didn't know there was a code amongst trollers. That you bit him in the ass, apparently.
Who got let down by them was Gonzo.
Yeah.
You know, they find something to attach to and they have fun with it and then they move on. You know, more power to them. They're lousy. I have to give it to them.
Kids are going to be all over the place, you know.
If it was a Troll Crew of the Year award for 2012, they would have definitely been nominated.
Absolutely. I elect Russell League for that.
Why isn't there a shorty for Russell League in like the trolling category?
Oh my god, the shorty. I forgot that shit.
See, I think Russell League and ReaperSec should merge because they're pretty much already merged as it is. And they'll be Reaper League.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that was kind of weird, huh? I didn't see that happening, but...
Let's spell it the Hacksaw, internet mush talk way.
Why not? Fuck it.
All right, let's take a call. Who is this? Caller, you're on the air. Who is this? Block caller.
Oh!
Oh, this is going to be worthwhile. I can feel it.
Hello? What the hell are you talking about? I can't hear you.
Oh, it's Zarko.
Oh, God.
Bye, God.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Why would you set your mic or your phone across the room for this?
Dude, I'm gonna. I appreciate it. Well, thank you for calling a caller. We got.
That's like violent fapping.
I think he was fapping to your voice. I believe so.
I think we just got a call from a kidnap victim. I think you just grabbed your chair and called for help.
Fucking taken two over here.
Maybe he's really good at, shit, man. For all I know, he launched a pencil many times to dial this number. That guy needs help. And you just hung up on him. Your life was in his hands, Vince. You just fucking killed him.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I got distracted.
I got distracted by something. What was the question?
I don't even remember.
It's over 9,000!
Holy shit.
That's more like an answer. All right, we got another caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. You just called in. Your hand's up. Who's this?
Hello? Yeah, hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Bobby.
Who?
Bobby Turnbuckle. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you because I love you.
Whoa. I think you got a crack
that
addict on here.
That, is that a soundboard? I can't tell if it's a soundboard or not.
What are you talking about? Vince, I don't know the deal. I heard you talking about Nikki Cage.
Are you constipated?
Did he say he's naked in a cage?
This is bad.
You're naked in a cage.
You have the wrong number.
Who is this? Wait a minute.
Is this
my cousin? Vienna!
Oh, my God. What is wrong with this person?
Bring the public into
this. Vienna, is it you?
My show has gone from a serious topic on depression and suicide to this. Some sort of mush-mouth person.
Oh, I'm not getting to put this shit.
What?
I apologize.
I tell you, I can't eat anymore.
Why not?
I got these weirdos feeding me shit all the time. It's disgusting.
Is it, like, actual shit?
It's pretty nasty texture.
God, help me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, tell me about naked guys.
All right, you know what? You're going on mute.
Since you really attract, like, the cream of the crop.
Yeah. I have that effect on the internet. I sort of get magnetized. The freakazoids just sort of magnetize to me. It's just how it is. I'm actually doing a service to the rest of the internet because all these retards and aspies, you know, if they weren't prank calling my show, they might be doing harm to themselves or somebody else.
Hey, don't go attacking aspies now, Vince.
You know what I'm saying, dude.
Are you an Asperger's apologist X-Night?
Actually have Asperger's.
Yeah, then you're definitely an Asperger apologist.
Total Aspie apologist.
I know. Here's the deal. You just dropped Asperger's credibility like 100 points in my book. Because realistically, as fucking goofy as you are, you're a pretty normal dude. Like, I no longer feel that bad for Asperger's people.
I'm on the high-end spectrum, or low-end spectrum, I don't fucking remember. High-functioning.
I like how his woman corrects him.
Well, that's what she's there for, keep shit on track.
That's right, we behind keep you in your place.
X you out, ducks in and ducks out. Thanks for coming through, X you out. I don't even know you were there. Were you there? Did I not see that? Well, whatever. Thanks for coming through to X you out. Always a pleasure.
I want to thank you, Vince, for the little tip on the older coup shit. I've been going nuts on that.
Speaking of the coup, Thursday night, folks, I'm going to have Boots Riley. I have Boots Riley scheduled for Thursday night.
No way.
Yeah. Tune in. It's going to be a good time. If he doesn't call in, I'll just call him. So it's going to happen one way or another. But count on it, folks. We're going to play new coup music, talk about the coup. He just did a tour. They did a world tour. They did Europe and the United States and promoted this record. And so he'll be on. I know a lot of occupiers might be interested because Boots was part of Occupy Oakland. So that'll be maybe we'll talk about that a little bit.
I'm definitely going to ask him why he joined Occupy Oakland.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you should. But
I'm
going to
put it in my phone, Vince.
Yeah, if you go to my page, blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay, you can see my upcoming episodes, past episodes, all that stuff.
I'm not super familiar with his music, but as a dude, Boots Riley seems like a really great dude. He said some great things. He refuses corporate sponsorship, Target, and somebody else just offered him a bunch of money to use some of his songs or something in a advertisement, and he said no. He at least seems like he practices what he preaches.
That's a pretty stand-up dude.
Yeah, that's why he's always going to be sort of a marginalized, sort of, quote, underground artist. It's because, you know, he's just calling it like he sees it. And, you know, big record companies aren't interested in that. But he's signed to Anti, the same record label that fucking, what's his name, Tom Waits is on.
I don't know who that is.
Anti. They are. It's also Epitaph. You ever heard of Epitaph Records?
I have.
Yeah, Epitaph Records. That's what Boots is signed to, essentially. Like the artsy, their artsy side label.
Don't call it artsy when it kind of is looking more hipster every day.
Epitaph has a bunch of like metal bands, like metalcore bands and shit. Most saying punk.
Yeah, that's why
they had like the Offspring. They had all sorts of shit. Epitaph. But it is a lot of crackers. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Very nice.
All right. Do we want to try this caller again? This freaky caller.
This is gonna be
go for it.
All right, here it goes. Let's understand. Go ahead. You're back, caller.
Someone say Hep Attack. I need something. They can help.
What?
Hep Attack. It hurts. It hurts so bad.
You sound like a broken record. Why don't you do something about it?
You want some more crack, dude? Because it sounds like you're on crack.
No one can see my crack. I swear, I don't show those things. No.
What?
You're wrong, son. You're wrong.
Nobody's seen his crack. You don't
show anything.
What about my balls? Ah, I can't hear you. Speak up.
Oh, my God.
What about my balls?
Oh, shit. I don't want to see your balls.
You know, this kind of sounds like the leprechaun that called in a little while ago.
You have
a leprechaun?
What? You talked to my friend Connie? No! No!
This is awkward, Vince.
It sounded so fucking funny.
Okay, I just pasted the link for the Thursday show with Boots Riley. That'll be here, same time, same channel. If you have any questions or ideas for questions or whatever, hit me up on Twitter. It should be fun. So, we're winding down here. I want to go around the horn and get people's final thoughts before we sign off tonight. Let's start with a weird person with the mushmouth thing going on.
Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys. You really just, you make my life complete. And I'm sorry.
Okay, appreciate the call. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts tonight.
Fuck you, leprechaun.
That's what you call that person, leprechaun?
I don't even know. I just basically looked onto the computer screen because I was at a loss, and the first thing I saw was, fuck you, leprechaun.
Okay. All right. Cool. Anything else?
No. Are you going into OT or are you cutting it off?
I think we're going to cut it off, unless Von Rage wants this this madness to keep going.
Of course I do.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to play another Primus song, but we're still going to
no,
do...
No, not Primus. Stuff. Don't do that. Play that fucking My Favorite Mutant song.
Dude, maybe in overtime.
Do the Bieber song.
The what song?
She just said Bieber, bro. And I said My Favorite
Just
Mutant.
Just a Bieber song?
Who
no,
are you gonna listen
all
to
Primus it? Tonight. It's just Primus. That's all we're playing tonight. It's already been settled.
Primus? Fuck.
Yeah. You don't like Primus?
No. It all sounds the same.
Orc soda.
It's pretty awesome, though, isn't it?
No, it's not.
All right. Thanks for your final thoughts. Air Force Anon, final thoughts.
I love Big Titty Tuesday.
Okie doke. Appreciate the call. X-Night, final thoughts.
Well, I just want to say what I actually meant to say earlier about Aaron Schwartz. Right? His funeral was today, about 2 hours north of me, just above Chicago. And I am happy to know that Westboro Baptist Church did not make it up there to pick it. So I'm glad that his funeral could commence in peace. I hope they rest in peace, and I hope his family, you know, finds peace with themselves after their loss.
Right on. Appreciate the call, bro. Anon Sicko, final thoughts.
Everybody be safe.
Okay. Appreciate the call. And, of course, last but certainly not least, our co-host tonight, Von Rage. Any final thoughts for the live chit-chatters as we sign off here from the live broadcast?
I just want to hopelessly promote a op that's going on. It's Op Angel. There is going to be a peaceful protest in Washington, D.C. on January 25th. We're encouraging Anons, non-Anons, activists, friends, family, anyone to show up. You don't have to be wearing a mask, just, you know, wanting to help in the situation. You don't have to be anonymous in order to support what's going on. They're going to be protesting at 600 Pennsylvania Avenue and Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C., at the Department of Justice. There is going to be a lot of, you know, in memory of Aaron Schwartz stuff, whether you support what happened or not, whether you think he's the hero or not, that's not really the whole point of this. So there is a whole lot of information you can get a hold of if you want to check out Anon Relations. There is an IRC for it. Check it out. Do your research. Let us know what's going on.
Excellent. Thank you so much for holding it down as my co-host tonight. You're great.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do a quick little... oh, Hammurabi, do you want to do the chat room roll call real quick?
I guess I can do that.
Hang on, let me get this up here.
2 minutes.
Yeah, you can get it in 5 seconds, dude. It's getting
pretty
close,
thin.
You know,
oh shit,
it's
yeah,
thinned
it
out.
Is.
But I appreciate all the people who have endured through the whole show. All right, here we go. Chat room roll call with Hammurabi's code.
We got Anon Sicko, Dougie Dougie, a bunch of guests, Mock Mechanism, Melissa 13. 1T, Shady Player, Von Rage, Vert, and X-Night. Still in the chat room, holding it down, feeling the flow.
Wait, I cut you off, dude. What were you going to say?
I was saying you were right. It's it really didn't take that long to get through that.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you, everybody that was just named there, and all the guest listeners, people lurking, folks that were listening earlier in the broadcast. Really appreciate your contribution, and I will talk to you again soon. Hopefully Thursday. I don't know if I'm going to do a show tomorrow night, but I'll definitely do a show Thursday. Be sure to check that out. It's with Boots Riley of The Coup. And let's see, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in keeping with the theme, Von Rage. Have you heard any of the new Primus? They just came out with a record like a year or two ago.
No, I actually have not.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we're gonna
corrupt me.
I'm gonna corrupt you right now. Here we go. This is Tragedy Is a Coming from Primus. Peace out, live listeners. Catch you next time. We'll be right back. Think of the show tonight?
I actually really enjoyed it, you know, despite us talking about, you know, depression and, you know, killing yourself. It was a really good show.
See, boobs got us through it.
Exactly. Boobs cure all.
I'm serious, dude. If anybody who's listening to this in the archive or whatever, if you're feeling that depressed, just think about boobs. It'll help. Trust me. Speaking of which, this weird leprechaun person's still here. Hello?
Oh, boobs! They make me really... Tammy!
What? What are you saying?
I'm happy that I'm a boob.
Okay. That thing's going back on mute.
Yeah, I'm about to hurt someone.
Yeah. Hey, Sicko, what were your thoughts about the show tonight? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was an all right show. It was kind of a chill show. We talked about some things, but there's really not a lot to talk about.
Yeah. No drama. Well, there's plenty of drama, but we're over the drama. Hammurabi, your thoughts on the show tonight, or whatever you caught of it.
Shouldn't we just do this as final thoughts?
No, this is a way of bringing everybody back onto the show.
Oh.
Why are you always questioning shit? Why don't you just roll with the fucking flow, bro?
Because I didn't know what to say.
All right, you're back. You're back on the air. It's Von Rage, Sicko, Hammurabi, me, and Weird Leprechaun Person.
What's up, Sicko? How have you been?
I've been pretty good. I have the most amazing girlfriend who just brought me the most delicious apple cinnamon cake that tasted like apple pancakes.
That sounds delicious.
You all should be jealous. Not only that, but she's cooking bacon like 6 out of the last 8 days.
That is pretty fucking epic. You are a lucky man.
Yeah.
Also,
on one hand, it sounds delightful.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You guys should all be jealous.
Yeah, and you also have boobs involved.
Yeah, and that's not even...
It always comes back to boobs. It comes back to boobs every time. You can deduct everything down to either boobs or donuts. That's it.
Yeah, but that's the great thing about Melissa. She's great before you even have to think about her boobs.
Where is she? She's still awake. Her icon in the chat room, I believe. Concerned about her. What do you think, weird leprechaun person?
Your Patriot.
Can you see me? Are you reloading, brothers?
Why?
Ah, she sounds sweet like cake.
Okay. So there you have it. We're Leprechaun Person. What do you think about this whole Aaron Schwartz thing? What are your thoughts on that?
Makes me fucking die.
What?
It makes me fucking sad. It makes me want to fucking die.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck, man. Makes me fucking feel like shit.
Don't do it, man. Seriously. It's life is worth living.
I'm halfway there.
Even when you feel like you're up against all odds, you're not going to make it, you got to hang in there, bro.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Good to know. Appreciate it. Oh my God. So you call that person the leprechaun person for real?
Well, okay, I swear to you that this guy has called in before and he was claiming to be the fucking leprechaun. I don't know if you remember that show, but his voice sounds really fucking familiar.
I can barely remember this show, the beginning of this show. I can have no clue. Anyway.
I think it's the same person.
Well, they're more annoying this time than they were last time.
I don't know. I sort of flipped out on the leprechaun last time.
Oh, so he's returning favor. Perfect. All right, let's bring him back. Weird leprechaun person
no,
back.
No.
Let me tell you a story about leprechauns.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
I can't understand what the fuck this man is. So annoying.
Horrible. It's
yeah,
interesting.
It just fucks everything up. Get a headset, buddy.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
Absolutely. If you're going to troll, troll hard. Or harder.
That's like annoying shit isn't really trolling. It's just annoying. If nobody's even going to listen to your ridiculous shit, what's the point?
Yeah. I'm out of water.
I'm out of beer. What? Oh, I was going to go do that. Why did I listen to that fucking Primus song? God,
don't fuck with the
Primus. Avon Rage. What did you think of that song?
I absolutely loved it. That was fucking awesome. I'm honestly surprised I have not heard that song before.
Cool story, bro.
Sorry, I'm fucking with Air Force and on right now.
Who dropped off the call? He was on right until we went into overtime.
He's fapping right now.
Not great.
Yeah.
I don't get enough of that on my show, really. Oh, by the way, at any point, Von Rage, if you want to slip into the green room with me, just let me know. Give me a heads up, and I'll leave Sicko and Hammurabi's code with the weird leprechaun person.
Are you kidding? I already took care of myself while you guys were busy.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, we were going to save that for overtime. God damn it. Well, I hope it was good.
You guys were so busy. I mean, I had to entertain myself somehow.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's another cure for depression. Just fucking wild, just manically masturbate.
That is true, though.
It helps. It seriously helps. Like I said, I would prescribe medical pornography. Medical-grade pornography that will help you through depression.
Absolutely. Men should be fapping at least once
porn
a day.
Porn is medicine. Porn is medicine. It's not it's not even a free speech thing, dude. It's therapy. In fact, I'm trying to line up some porn for when we get done with this shit.
See,
okay,
I don't understand women that tell their men they can't watch porn and they can't fap. It's so offensive if a guy wanks when you're not around. Really? If he's not going to wank, you know what? He's going to find his way into some other bitch. St- stop being so stuck up.
Oh, yes. Porn is so crucial.
It's even better if you can learn to enjoy the porn with your man. He is going to appreciate you so much more.
Have you ever done the long distance thing where you both are like watch the same, download the same porn and watch it like simultaneously? You ever do that?
No, but I have watched porn with my man. I mean, usually I can usually have a man, you know, next to me and not.
Oh yeah, online. Watching porn definitely helps. I guess it depends on what you're watching, what kind of porn it is. But if it's some kinky, like, I don't know, fetish stuff, I can't get down with some of the stuff like that. Like, just the videos where the chicks are just, fucking with their feet. I think that's kind of gross, actually. But I don't know. That's just me. What do you think, weird person, leprechaun person? Hello?
Yeah, I fucked the foot once. Oh, I'm not thinking of throwing anybody to a nap. I mean, it's so comfortable. Oh, dude, I'm stuck in my eyes. I just fucked it.
Perfect. Appreciate that.
Jesus.
Well, see, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here, people.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
why
no.
Keep
this is like a far cry from when Shmoop was on.
Dude, I totally miss Shmoop. It's too bad that he had to leave the internet or whatever, do whatever he had to do. He was fun.
Oh, you're a nigga! You're a nigga!
Yep, that kid. It's fun as fuck.
Agreed.
Shmoop will be back eventually.
Oh, sure. Why not? Yeah, of course. That'll be awesome when he makes his...
Holy shit, now we're skull-fucking leprechauns. That's incredible.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're so far behind.
Oh, yeah, no, I went to go get some beers and feed my cat.
You only notice this now, though? I mean, seriously.
I just got back.
Really?
Where's the boobs? Question mark? I'm gonna skull fuck a leprechaun. Bet it'll taste like Lucky Charms. Lol. I'm going leprechaun hunting. I'm getting me a pot of whoop ass. Yeah, well, what happened to the boobs? Says Bert. Anger. Seething anger. Oh, the voice. You know it's all I need.
Okay, go ahead. Weird leprechaun person, your response.
No.
I don't understand. I'm fucking mind if I'm a leprechaun. I just wanna get it. Oh man, you just made me so horny.
Okay, we can't have that kind of language, all right. But that's
tuned it out.
Huh?
It's not even worth trying to hear what it is he's actually saying. I totally can't.
It's pretty cut and dry if you ask me.
Oh, what was he saying? I wasn't really paying attention.
Totally
calling
you
starts...
Totally pwned you. You didn't hear that?
No. I don't really believe any of that.
I think
you went on screeching about shit more. And... then you muted him, which I don't blame you. I just keep him there. Be like, fuck it. If you'd like to hold a conversation like the rest of us, you may come back on. Until then, you're in timeout.
Very well done. So be it.
Timeout.
Dude, no. Who's this? Who's this Katie that Vert keeps saying goodnight to every night? It's kind of weird. He doesn't like tweet her directly. He just says her name. So weird. Well, he seems pretty devoted to her. He fucking tweets her goodnight every night. So, word up. Go Vert.
had been gone. I was.
You just missed Von Rage and I having wild, passionate phone sex live on air. Or, well, uh-huh. Okay.
If I've heard you have phone sex with a dozen women, I've heard you have phone sex with all of them.
Dude, I have to give away the fucking script, bro. All right? The fucking...
Right. Ruben, how many women you've been having phone sex with? I thought I was special.
You're not.
Shit, I thought I was special.
Shit. Oh, this just in. The jester is calling out Jen Emick. What's he using? He's hashtag my best weapon. Katie Malua? 9 million bicycles? What the fuck kind of emo bullshit is this? God. What are they doing over there at that Jester account? It's like Jan. It's almost becoming a parody of itself.
It is, man.
There's some people that do that Jan account just to kind of show off that they have access to it. Because those are the ones that are always, it's like they double tweeted.
Yeah, like Jackal with Yan.
Yeah, but a lot of people do it, I think, just to kind of show off. But I'm just saying.
I love it.
I don't know. If I ever did that, it'd be because I had multiple accounts checked in TweetDeck. But at the same time, Jackal's just kind of a faggot. So I totally see him doing that.
Tell us how you really feel about him, though.
I think Jackal's a faggot.
Okay, got it.
Anyway.
I'll use this for my mind map. I need to put together a net. I should just... Fuck, man. We need to come up with like a mind map or a spreadsheet or something, so we know like what people have beef with who, because it's really hard to, because some people like, you know, align with others. Some people have mutual enemies. It's kind of weird how it all works out, you know, and the Twitter drama.
It's just like people who don't like certain people tend to gravitate towards each other.
Yeah, no. It's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
There you go. That's a lot more eloquent.
Are you kidding? I absolutely love everyone that hates everyone that I like. I don't know why, but it works for me.
Yeah, okay.
It has a large... it's a large reason on why I've been kind of quiet as much as I have been lately. And as somebody who... I'm friends pretty much with all sides of all of the drama. I'm friends with Jackal. I'm friends with the people who don't like Jackal. I'm friends with the Russell League. I'm friends with people who hate the Russell League. I really don't beef with anybody. All of that shit's getting old. It's all getting played out and beaten into the ground, and it's just so ridiculous now, and it hasn't become about the reason. It's not even about anything anymore. It's just about the simple act of hating somebody. Come on, guys. We're older than this. This shit ain't high school no more. Let's grow up, please.
Yeah, that itself, that's just stupid. And these useless fucking Twitter wars are just painful to see. Like, literally, it's people that are focused, their main objective is the same thing, but they're attacking each other just because they all go about it in a different way. And it's stupid.
Well, for simplifying it, because a lot of these people's main objectives aren't the same. And that's okay. People are allowed to not agree with each other, right? The thing is even when I talk to people, they can put forth legitimate beef that they have with other people and everything, and that's all fine and dandy. You're allowed to not like people. Just shut up about it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't serve any purpose constantly talking about the people you hate.
You know what I mean? It gets ridiculous. It's like the people on Twitter who run around talking about how much they hate Anonymous and they hate Yan, but they follow Yan and they follow a bunch of Anons, and they don't hate them. They just love to talk shit. Because without those people in their lives, they wouldn't have anything to do. And it's just getting out of hand and ridiculous lately.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we can attribute a lot of this to Bacon.
No. A lot of it's actually a form of cabin fever, where people are not doing anything anymore, and it's driving them insane, and they don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, and they get sucked into Twitter and IRC and all this tiny chat and all this bullshit. Yeah, it gets, and they just take it too far. Yeah. Sorry, Hammurabi. I muted you, Hammurabi. I was getting terrible background noise from you. Could you self-mute from now on?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, look, I mean, it's, and this might even piss some people off me saying, but I've been around a while, and most of the people fighting were friends a year ago. A lot of the shit that some people say, they were saying the opposite a year ago. And it's really ridiculous that people, I mean, sure, you've changed your mind, that's fine. But it's kind of like somebody who gets fired from their job and then goes in there and shoots up all the employees. It's not the employees' fault. You know, don't take your unhappiness out on one thing on everybody. You know what I mean? If you got jaded, that's fine. I get it. It happens to people. But that doesn't mean you need to start some holy war against the people that you once called friend, called brother, and helped out and worked together with. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of these people, their feelings are really easily hurt online. You know, people take butthurt pretty seriously. You hit a nerve, and God forbid, the world is ending. I mean, Twitter is life. And all of a sudden, it's this huge fucking deal. And
oh, look, that is completely understandable, all right? I have absolutely no problem with I won't say I have no problem, but I understand why people take Twitter seriously. For a lot of people, Twitter and the internet is their social circle. You know what I mean? It is their life. It's just like when your friends in real life upset you. You know, it's gonna have an impact on you. And people form in the bonds people form online weaker than the one that you form in real life. Like there, people have real emotions committed to these relationships that they have formed. But at the same time, people are really quick to, they can, because you're online and there's kind of a barrier in between you and the person you're interacting with, people act in ways that they normally don't. Whether that's good or bad, we can debate at a different time, but they're not the same as if you were sitting on the street. So it leads to some interesting situations where you have real life emotions invested in stuff, but without the real life consequences. So you do and say things that you wouldn't normally do to somebody who pissed you off in real life.
Yeah, but if you are going to be committing such emotion, be it anger, frustration, or butthurt, to a online situation, you need to actually commit the communication as well. Someone's going to piss you off because it is pretty much impossible to portray every actual meaning in a tweet. And
well, sure.
If you are just going to get upset and rage, that's not the appropriate response. If you're actually friends online with these people, go into tiny chat.
Can't hear you, Vince. You're Patriot Gregging.
Oh, my bad. I was saying, says the woman who goes by Rage online.
Right?
My rage is justly directed. How often do you hear me lose my cool, except for with fucking leprechauns?
Oh, wait, you want to check in with the weird leprechaun person?
No, Don't you dare fucking put him on. I have anger issues, Vince, and I will show you this.
You're a kind of person. You're back.
He's online.
Who
so
was talking before she started talking? That guy is so smart. He hit it right on the fucking nose. He knows his shit. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, thanks.
Listen to him, people.
Sicko. I think you're talking about Sicko.
Yeah, he talks real good. He talks real smart. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you. It's probably my one useful talent is that I'm really good at talking.
Oh, I like that. You keep doing it.
I'm really good at bullshitting my way to making it sound like I know what I'm talking about when, in fact, I'm just making it up as
I like that.
That is a very useful skill, Sicko.
Isn't it, though? I enjoy life. I mean, it doesn't lead to very many profitable opportunities, though.
Oh, I mean, you just have it. Then it will. You talk dirty like the way you talk, and someone's here. They'll fucking do anything for you.
No lie, when I was 15, I wanted to be a politician.
You know, oddly, I'm not
surprised. Why?
I think I was a politician. Sure, but mind you, I would make a good politician implying that politics aren't as corrupt and shit as they are now. You know what I mean? In the perfect world type politics, I think I would make a great politician because I care about people.
A lot of politicians start off that way.
You never get elected because they want fucking liars that make them...
In the perfect world situation, you know, if politics are what they actually say they should be, you know what I mean, where government's doing the job it's supposed to do and all that, I think I like speaking. I like talking to people. You know what I mean? And there's not
then
a whole
you
lot.
Need to talk more because you're good at it.
I've done a lot of different things. I've probably worked in a dozen or so different industries, and for my age, that's a lot. And my favorite one is serving tables because I talk to people all the time.
All right.
You guys follow
me. I just like hearing you talk.
Too much? This isn't like some new revelation, you know what I mean? Like, you guys know. I sent 8,000 tweets out in December.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that a lot?
It
sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I haven't tweeted a lot, but I have something like 40,000 tweets for all time. I don't feel like I've done that much.
I've been here since last July. I have 71,500 tweets. So,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Sicko has no life.
But ironically, the most. You would think back when I was busy and doing a whole bunch of stuff is when I would be tweeting the most because there was more to tweet about. But apparently not.
What do you want to gain from 7,000 tweets?
I wish I could find a job tweeting for somebody.
I think half of my tweets are just me spamming my radio show.
Yeah, pretty much. Or just, like, begging people to be your co-host.
What's wrong with that?
Why don't you just get your own column? Call it, I tweet. Tweet.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Weird
I tweet the tweets. Yeah, that's what you call your column. I got it. I got it, son. I tweet for tweets.
I wonder if there's anybody actually out there listening to this. Like, if people are listening, I'm really sorry. There's not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, this is overtime. This is the bonus material.
This is when the shit goes down.
On the DVD. This is on the DVD after the movie's over. This is the bonus clips. This is what they get.
The double penetration right here. I'm sorry, Vince. But it's true.
So this is the cruel joke you play on your fans.
Yeah. Yep, yep. We still have one more Primus song. I still have one more Primus song to play.
No! Don't do it!
I'm not going to play it right now, but before it's all said and done, there's going to be one more Primus song.
Next case.
Because I want to see, because Vince, you're a pretty well-connected guy. I mean, you see, you know, stuff that happens in the world, you know, you get your news pretty quickly. And pretty much everybody who listens to this show, I would think, is the same way. Did anybody hear about the stuff that happened in Pakistan?
No, what stuff? Pakistan stuff? There's like something every day. What are you talking about?
That's weird because they were. I mean, it was a big deal on Twitter, but nobody I know saw it. All over Pakistan for like 3 days. Their trending topics were stuff like the Long March and the Revolution and stuff like that. And there was apparently like a march that went on for 2 days with 20,000 people protesting the corruption in the government.
Wow.
Some protesters were killed and shit like that. So I started asking around because, like I said, nobody knew anything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
It's
like leading
this is going.
The dude's like a puppet for the military, so there might be a military takeover of Pakistan soon. And nobody was talking about it. You know what I mean? Like that kind of blew my mind that people aren't talking about that.
I think they're a little consumed with other stuff, maybe. They'll get back to it. I'm glad you're bringing it up, son.
No, screw that. The people I talk to, you know what I mean, online, on Twitter, we juggle 40 different topics a day, you know what I mean? So I haven't seen a single person mention it, and you would think that people would, what with the fact that first there was a 20,000-person march that went on for 2 days across Pakistan, and then the fact that that it's apparently being led by the military. So what you might be seeing is
we actually have audio from that. We're going to cut to that right now. Thank you for bringing that up, Sicko. I just found a live stream of it. Here it is. I'm going to pipe it in. Cut the feed from Pakistan. It sounds like they're really up in arms out there.
I don't care what you say.
That was so racist, man.
What? What are you talking about? That was straight off a live stream, bro. That's the power of the internet, right, man? We fucking cut.
He's not fucking playing.
What?
You're not playing. That's real.
At least they're not getting shot in the streets, like in fucking Syria.
No, but that's the thing, is like some of the protesters were killed and shit. The Pakistani Supreme Court ordered like the arrest of like one of the government officials, and it's kind of like the whole government's in turmoil, and it's going by completely unnoticed.
Because there's fucking other governments that are going down the shitter, too. It's like, how do you keep up with them all?
Sure, but you would think, what with the Arab Spring and everything that's going on in the region, that somebody would, and hell, you would think with the U.S. droning Pakistan on a bi-monthly basis or whatever, people would at least be paying a little bit of attention to the country and would notice that the military is trying to take over the country or whatever's actually going on. I don't know if that's actually what's going on. I just know that there was a big protest, and according to people I've talked to on Twitter, the military might be backing it.
and might be kind of like pulling the strings on the cleric that's leading the protest.
I am surprised that there hasn't been a lot more coverage on this.
Everything that happens in the world. You know what I mean? Anytime people are in the streets, we notice that shit. And nobody...
Yeah, but the thing is...
Oh,
okay.
Saying.
There's a whole lot of personal shit going on with stuff in the States. You know, there's a whole lot of kids that are suddenly taking up arms in the name of, you know, so-and-so hacker. And... Pakistan is still a dirty word, especially to these kids that are really getting up into anonymous people that are spreading the word. You know, you don't talk about Pakistan. It's just one of those things. And that's probably what's going on. And hopefully people are going to start paying attention. But that's just what I think is what's going on, is people just don't want to pay attention to places like that.
Or Yemen. They're doing the same thing in Yemen and other countries, too.
Congo. Uganda.
Yeah, they got drones all over the fucking globe, dude. It's sick. They want to disarm us domestically, and so they can arm 14-year-old kids in Syria. These death squads, they recruit these kids from the region. You know, they're essentially Taliban for all intents and purposes. They started off in what was it, Libya? Same people that took out what's his name in Libya. They're sending into Syria right now, just rebranding it. It's disgusting. And I don't think they're going to have the same results, though, to be honest.
I hope not.
But it's sick, though, that they want to disarm us at home. You know, Cuomo is passing some legislation that says no magazines for automatic or whatever, semi-automatic rifles. Those magazines have to have 7 or less. That's not even a mag. That's a clip at that point. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Come take my M14. I dare you.
Well, see, and that's the problem, is we can talk gun bans all you want to. We can talk about them until we're blue.
It's a wedge issue. It's like abortion and the death penalty. Or gay marriage. It's a wedge issue to preoccupy you while they're fucking stealing out of your back pocket.
Exactly.
No, you got it, boy.
Vince, I think me and you were lolling about the Biebers, the believers taking over the TGDN hashtag. Well, the guy who started that, Todd K. McKinnon or whatever, we follow each other, and we were talking one day, and I was telling him, I was like, look, that's what's happening is while you guys. And me and him are pretty cordial. While you guys are worried about, you know, all of these issues such as gay marriage and shit like this, while they keep you distracted with stuff like, you know, a lot of these conservatives are really worried about Sharia law and stuff. It's like, while y'all fight and argue about all this other stuff, this is what they're doing behind your back. And none of y'all are paying attention because you're too worried about trying to beat the other side. You know what I mean? Twitter has become too much, or not Twitter, politics has become too much.
Dude, politics. Bacon is another wedge issue. You don't even know it, people.
No,
we're
bro.
Being ripped apart by bacon.
For hippies. And nobody really cares what hippies think. Not on the subject of bacon.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Are you kidding me? Hippies will eat anything, dude. They're so fucking... They get the munchies all the time.
Bullshit.
By the way, Vince, I'm not fully forgiving you until I see this video.
The video is coming. I
support you, but I'm not forgiving you.
What?
What video?
What?
I was, you know, I don't even know if
I should... Masturbate again. I want to hear you masturbate.
What?
What are you, the girl?
Masturbate.
All right. Okay. You know what? That's it.
No. Weird, no. Don't do it, Vince.
Weird leprechaun person is on timeout. Oh, man.
Don't do it, Vince.
Totally.
Oh,
totally.
Shit.
What was the question?
Who cares?
What were we talking about?
Bacon.
Bacon. Oh, total wedge issue.
What was that thing before that thing?
Oh, yeah, that's... I hate that
trick. The thing about the thing?
No, before that. What'd you say before that? I like what you said before that.
I miss Danny, though. I'll be honest.
Yep, and I miss Tyrone and Schmoop and Lankford and all that, the whole crew. They're asshurt. They're a pretty lousy cast of pranksters.
I'm ragtag crew, bunch of misfits.
I'm just worried about. See, now that they're not my house trolls anymore. I'm really worried about who is going to become my new house trolls. this leaves an opening in the interweb sphere for a troll crew, and I don't like that. I think that might be a sign that I should quit while I'm ahead and take a breather like Goofy Bone.
It's kind of sad that your only troll is a leprechaun.
What the fuck is...
It was just such a... Yeah, you're right. This is a stark contrast from, say, 2 weeks ago. When every other person is saying, shit.
Shit.
Yeah, now the worst thing I have to worry about is some weird leprechaun person.
Is that a bad thing? Like, I love all them guys, and they all know it, but it's nice, and it's more entertaining for everybody listening if we actually discuss stuff instead of just yell at each other and fight and argue and regurgitate the same old shit every night.
Yeah,
it's nice to actually have a conversation without someone yelling potato,
the reason why we all started coming to Vince today is he provided a platform for all of us to come together and discuss certain stuff. For people to be able to listen and engage, and that was fun. And it's not fun for everybody when everybody's just yelling at each other. And it gets old after a while. It gets funny every once in a while, don't get me wrong, but it's not funny every night. It doesn't get lousy anymore. It loses its appeal. You know, it's the law of diminishing returns. You can only do something so many times before the returns that you get on that start diminishing, and you don't get the same reward for it. You don't get the same laugh.
I kind of got into not an argument. I wasn't upset, but I got into a row with Pierre earlier today. Just because it was the same old fuck anonymous, blah, 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 blah. And same shit you hear every night. And I think that's my number one pet peeve, is hearing people complain that all they want to do is sit there and bitch instead of actually doing something about it.
I kind of
counted out on it. We got into a thing about I love Pierre. He's good people. He's got anger issues, but he's good people. But there's a whole lot of anonymous hate, but really, if you're going to hate, at least accept that, you know, some of them are actually doing something.
No. Here's my stance on hating anonymous. If you want to hate anonymous, please, by all means, hate anonymous. All right, but don't regurgitate the same old ad hominem bullshit that everybody regurgitates, all right? At least know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I mean? A lot of people try to come at me like, oh, well, fuck anonymous, what have they done, what have they done, what have they done? Well, it, simply put, the stuff speaks for itself. If you refuse to acknowledge the fact that anonymous has made very significant impacts in with certain actions and stuff like that, if you ignore that, then you're just being ignorant, because, and ignoring facts because they're not they don't support your argument, so you decide that they don't exist, and that's retarded.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of, well, what have you done? Well, that's sort of the point. I'm not going to be out there trying to fucking drag out my name of I'm hacking this or DDoS or whatever. I'm just doing what I think is right.
It's not about, I hate that question, what have you done? There's a reason why there are people out there don't know everything I'm involved in, and that's the way it's supposed to be, because it doesn't matter who's great. It matters if these things get done. But my list of, the list of stuff I've been involved in is very much public, you know what I mean? Like, I try to be 100% transparent with my activism, so that way it's hard to pin a conspiracy charge on me, you know what I mean? If I'm 100% open with everything I say, and everybody can see it, then it's like, hey, it's hard to make, you know, these leaps and bounds that I was inspiring to do something or whatnot.
I'm open with what I support, and I make that very clear. And, you know, most of the responses I get are, you know, all, like, anti-anon and whatever. But I'm not going on and telling people what I'm doing. Like, I've had people come into Tidy Chat or IRC, like, oh, well, I'm doing this and this and this and this, and they're getting in my face and challenging me. I'm like, dude, do you know what's going on? This isn't what you're supposed to be doing.
We're not supposed to, you're not supposed to be able to say, well, I did this at Sicker. You know what I mean? The thing is, it's supposed to be anonymous did this, not Sicker did this. Not Sabu did this, not Jackal did this, not anybody did this. It's anonymous. A lot of people.
Exactly.
We call it ego fagging, but that, to me, that's kind of a misnomer. It's not about ego. It takes ego to do what we do. You know what I mean? It takes ego to think that what you believe in is so right that you should be out in the streets protesting. You know what I mean? It's identity.
Mm-hmm.
That we should really be fighting against. It's tying your identity to your accomplishments. You know what I mean? And I don't like that, because it opens up the doors for people to use their accomplishments for gain instead of just doing them because it's the right thing to do. They decide, well, I'm going to do it because this is what my accomplishments are going to get me. I don't like that. It bothers the hell out of me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Only the people that I have on rare occasions teamed up with, only they really know the involvement of what I've done. And that's, I don't care. People know I'm supporting Op Angel. That's awesome. You want to get involved on that? I completely support it. I'm going to give you all the info you need. But, you know, I'm not expecting you to go, like, attack a government website.
That's my biggest problem with NightSec, is NightSec wanted it to be about NightSec. Right? NightSec wanted it, KY Anonymous wanted it to be about KY Anonymous. Right? That's why he spoke to every media outlet out there that would talk to him. That's why all day when that shit was going on, every media story you read had his name quoted in it. Not just saying, oh, well, this person did this. Talking about what he said to them. You know what I mean? That's all about your ego, bro. And that's not what activism is about. Fuck what Anonymous is about. That's not what activism is about. You know what I mean? If you want to be about change, be about change. Don't be about your fucking ego and what you personally can accomplish, you know. We'll worry about what all we can accomplish, you know, with our lives later. Let's just change this shit first, and then we can compete over who has the most accomplished life after that. Who invented the best invention or made the best scientific discovery? We can compete over that shit later, but first let's change it and get it back on the right path.
Yeah. With KY Anonymous, like, I was so behind them with shit like off WBC. They were really involved watching a lot of the live streams. You know, I was talking with KY during the live streams and stuff. And, like, they were really supporting. It was awesome. And then it was just kind of, like, right off the deep end. Like, all of a sudden he made the video. He got so much attention. And it was, like, holy fucking shit. The whole intentions for Steubenville were good. Needed to back off.
I'm not even going to give him the benefit of the doubt and tell him that his intentions for Steubenville were good, because I'm not even convinced they were. All I'm convinced of is he saw an opportunity to gain a little e-fame for himself, and he took it, and that's not all right with me. You know what I mean? That's not okay. That's not cool. That's fucking ridiculous. And I don't care if you're in an on or if you're not in an on. Either way, that's just stupid. You know what I mean? And it makes you a little bitch.
I've gotten a little bitter about it, because I was all that. Like, it's, I was following KY. All right. This, what you say is making sense, and it's like, okay, then I'm not so much supporting this, and then, you know, I'm just sort of watching from the background, and I was just like, what the fuck happened? Like, the situation I'm in public view a lot. I do a lot of public speaking. I'm used to being criticized a lot by the public with a lot of attention like that fucks with people's head, and I'm not going to lie, it hasn't fucked with my head. But I think KY sort of went off the deep end with it, and he's trying to regroup, and you know, a lot of this shit he's saying, like, you know, we're trying to support the Big Red football team, you know, the ones that weren't involved in all this. You know, he was trying to organize people to wear all red and stuff like that.
Oh,
dude, we totally lost Von Rage. Oh. Well, folks, it's time to wrap up the show anyway. BTR is going to cut us off in about 2 minutes. So, real quickly, Sicko, any final thoughts?
Have fun.
Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
Hey, everybody, be safe, have fun.
Weird leprechaun person, final thoughts.
Oh, I like what you guys are doing. You keep doing it. You fight the good fight, son. You keep talking, you're a good talker. I like it. Vince, don't leave me, Vince. Don't leave me. Keep it coming, son. Keep it coming.
All right. It'll be coming again soon. It'll be for sure on Thursday with my special guest, Boots Riley. And until then, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Thank you again to Von Rage, my co-host tonight. She was spectacular. And until next time, we're going to go out to some more Primus. I think this is apropos to some of the talk tonight about young kids going off to fight for us. I think this song is still very relevant today. It's Too Many Puppies by Primus. Peace out, everybody. Good night for life.